Stephen Higgins has joined us on the line to talk about Serena Williams. Obviously, Venus has gone before her, but this is the end of an era, Stephen Higgins.
An extraordinary moment. We've kind of reached that place in tennis where you have 41-year-old Roger Federer yesterday, Rafael Nadal, who's questioning his own future in the sport, Andy Murray, who's kind of taking it as it goes with the metal hip, and then Novak Djokovic, who'll probably go till 50, 60, 70, whatever it takes. But Serena Williams, yeah, the first of the defining players of the last 25 years to actually announce that she's going to retire. It's not a surprise, but it's still, the reaction is incredible for a seminal, iconic figure.
But that is, like, this is, it's very unique, one-off moment in time, the departure of an icon. And can you imagine what the focus is going to be like over the coming couple of weeks in the build-up to Flushing Meadow?
Well, you're talking about trying to even just go through, for listeners, they should really go through her the Serena Williams career statistics page on Wikipedia and give yourself about 20 minutes, because it's something that, because she's such a larger-than-life figure, you don't really appreciate the extraordinary achievements that she has. So it's often noted about the 24 Grand Slams that Margaret Court won, but as is pointed out before, a lot of them were before the professional era, and a number of them were Australian championships as opposed to Opens. But Serena won her first in 99. She actually surprised, because Venus was who everyone was speaking about at the time. She actually upset the odds, won her first in 99, her last in 2017. Over the course of 33 singles finals, 23 titles, 14 doubles titles with her sister, two titles in mix, she has 4 gold medals. Overall, I think it's 96 titles in singles and doubles. Career prize money of around 95 million. She's a net worth of about 260 million, which incidentally is 4 times her husband's worth, the Reddit co-founder, Alexis Onayan. She is an extraordinary figure in the sport and beyond.
I wonder how much of that has been forgotten about, because the focus so much in recent years has been the pursuit of number 24 and the equaling of Margaret Court.
Yeah, and there's no doubt she mentions it in the article, which is an excellent article, as been pointed out, that it was on her mind. Now she seems to be at peace with it, but she lost the 2018 Wimbledon final to Angelique Kerber, the 2018 US Open final to Naomi Osaka in those famous circumstances, the 2019 Wimbledon final to Simona Halep. Simona Halep had the greatest match of her life, and then the 2019 final in the US Open to Bianca Andreescu. And all those times, that was what was on the line, getting to 24. But beyond that record, her excellence is unmatched. She is the, if you think about Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal, they set the standard for the men's game over the last 20 years. They're the standard that has to be met, and most of the young guys haven't been able to reach it. Serena is the same. I think actually in 2017, when she won her Australian Open, 2 months pregnant, would be Olympia, that was her at her ruthless best. She did not drop a set in the entire tournament. There was no drama. There was no shenanigans. She was just much better than everyone else in the tournament and beat her sister in the final. And that's kind of the player that I think about, as much as we have other, you know, we talk about the Osaka situation and Kim Clijsters at US Open with the Lions woman, that at her best, she had no weakness. Her strengths were significantly stronger than the other players. And her serve is easily the greatest serve in the women's game.
Stephen, greatness comes with longevity. You think she turned professional in 1995. That is longevity.
Well, these people are made, cut from a different cloth. If you think of Roger Federer, is 98, I think he turned professional. He's still hoping to come back now. The thing about Serena, which is probably interesting, and you were mentioning it earlier about retirement, and there's an interesting section in the article where she speaks with Tiger Woods, who kind of encourages her to give it a couple of weeks or whether she'll go back to tennis. I think of Tiger as a machine. I think of Tiger as just absolutely ruthlessly determined to win as many majors as he can, whatever happens. And obviously, look at his determination to come back from the car crash. I think of Serena as someone who, even throughout her career earlier on in the 2000s and 2010s, she took time away from the game. She explored other interests like modeling and fashion design. And she was in a Beyonce music video, and she's done acting, and she's done all sorts of things beyond the court. So I think she's done a lot of the things on her terms, particularly the more successful she got, she could afford to do that. But certainly in the latter end of her career, up into those finals, she was ruthlessly determined to try and match that Margaret Court record and get as many slams as she could.
You look at Tiger Woods now, it's hard to probably see him winning another major. has Serena started to decline as a player in the last couple of years?
Oh, well, I mean, I think that's no doubt. If she says in her article that she's reluctant to admit that she's moving on, but she says she hates it. And as said, she doesn't have the contentment of Ash Barty, who left on the top. She seemed perfectly delighted. She wanted to get married and do different things. Caroline Wozniacki had taken so much wear. She had arthritis in her knees, loads of issues. I think Pete Sampras had achieved all he could. Andre Agassi had riddled with injuries, had cortisone injections in his back in his last US Open. But I think with Serena, yeah, if she could, if the level was still there, and obviously with the age and the physical issues, of course she'd keep going, or she'd go, keep going at the schedule that maybe she could, where she'd dip in and out of tournaments and try accumulate some more slams.
But the interview, again, it says where you are in life that you announce your retirement from on Vogue rather than Sports Illustrated or wherever else it might have been. I can't emphasise enough how compelling a read it is. And she raises so many issues, you know, around the demands placed on elite sports women who want to be mothers compared to elite sports men who want to be fathers and everything else. And she talks very openly about her daughter Olympia praying to Jehovah for a younger sibling, which is obviously the motivation behind this.
There's a great line here of maybe I'd be more of a Tom Brady if I had that opportunity.
Well, yeah, but that's an argument for those gender divides for another day. But when you go through it, like, we are reminded that this is a woman who grew up in Michigan, like, moved to Compton at a very young age, that there is that parallel with, you know, Tiger Woods, maybe more so with Serena Williams and Venus Williams, that we are dealing with an individual here who transcends sport and has, like, instigated massive social change with regard to the legacy that she will leave behind her for young black girls.
Yeah, one of the important moments in her career was at Indian Wells. Richard, her father, and the sisters believed that when she pulled out of a semi-final, and she was going to be playing her sister, that they alleged that there was racial abuse from the crowd. And because of the effect that it had on her, she didn't play the tournament again for almost 15, 18 years or so, and it's one of the most important tournaments on the tour. That there is, and we're talking about someone who we don't understand her life perspective. We haven't been in her shoes. Mm. We can talk about her sports accomplishments, but she has been an icon of black Americans. And her sister, they've been through an awful lot to get where she is. And she has come out on the other side in an extraordinary positive of the most successful women's player by miles. Clearly, if you took in just her abilities, let alone the achievements, she's the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Yeah, Ruby, the other line I love in it is she's so open in the fact that she has been motivated her entire career through anger and negativity. That she is a woman who quite proudly wears her chips on her shoulder.
Yeah, I guess most sports people probably have that, Damien. Anger and negativity, and yeah, when most of them are trying not to show the chip, they probably have it, that they're dealing with it. I suppose for me, Stephen, when you're looking at it, and she is begrudgingly dealing with retirement, yet you look at everything she's achieved and you wonder, why can't she be proud of what she has and realise that time catches up with everybody? I think that's the part that I'm struggling to get for her. I'd love her to be able to see, to look at what she's done, what she's achieved, and be so proud of it and be happy about where she's going rather than be resenting where she's going.
But I'd imagine she also looks forward to what will come, that it couldn't be rawer than it is today. Obviously, she might have only sent that article in last week,
yeah,
and she's still processing it. There's no doubt with the competitive, just the drive within her, that she would love to be going into the US Open as one of the favourites to win the title, see how that goes, be going into WTA finals starting next season. But of course, time waits for no one, and her powers have diminished, and she also has loads of incredible opportunities that she's given herself by her success on the tour.
Yeah, a venture capital business, which, if you saw the figures mentioned in this, it would put most countries' GDP to shame. So she won't be stuck, Ruby. She'll find a new challenge somewhere along the way.
She will, but she's one of those people that has, like Tiger Woods and Venus as well with her, that have, they're not just sports people.
What will her legacy be?
Well, I think her legacy is best put in her own words, because she said she'd been asked this a lot before. This is Serena's own words. I'd like it to be Serena is this and she's that. And she was a great tennis player, and she won those slams.
I think Serena Williams. I think that is all Serena Williams. Stephen Higgins, thanks a million. We're going to take a quick break.